2019.
1 second. Torreway, Northwest London, Wednesday, the 18th of December, 20th of Kislev, Rav Dani Kada, on the subject of Black Widow, Isho Katlonis.
Okay, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Always a pleasure to be here. Nice to be back. So just to clarify it, the Black Widow which we're talking about isn't the spider, the Black Widow. We're talking about a woman who's a Black Widow. And we're going to be talking about something that got to this week's parsha, very negat to this week's parsha, and trying to understand the general idea of the din of a katlonis. Katlonis is a woman whose husbands, we'll talk about how many husbands have died, whether she is allowed to remarry another man. And this, of course, ties into this week's parsha. So this week's parsha is about Vayishev, and in the review of this week's parsha, we have the famous story of Er and Oinon, Yehuda's two sons. So Tamar marries Er. And Er is ra b'nei Hashem, bad in the eyes of Hashem, v'ymiseh Hashem, and Hashem kills him. And then Tamar marries Oinon. And again, v'yeda Oinon ki lo lo yehazara, Oinon knew that he wouldn't be able to have the child named after him. And he was v'shiches arzo, he didn't want to make her pregnant, and as a result, he also died. So Er and Oinon both died as a result of their marriage with Tamar. So that means Tamar has been in a relationship with two men, two brothers, who both have died. Pasuk Yud Aleph.
If we said that they died because of
let's try to get through. We'll come to all of that, yeah? So Er and Oinon. So two brothers have died because of Tamar. And then there's a third brother called Shelah. And the pasuk says that Yehuda didn't want Tamar to marry Shelah. Why? Why did that clear in the pasukim that Yehuda didn't want Tamar to marry Shelah? Why is this the reason? So Rashi says, quoting the Medrash in Bereishis Rabba, "Muchzekes hizoy sheyomusu anosheha." This woman has a chazaka that her husbands die. As a result, I don't want my third son Shelah marrying Tamar. That's what Rashi says, quoting the Medrash. Now, the makor for this concept, is the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samech Daled. The Gemara brings this din of katlonis. Although, generally speaking, we know that chazaka is always with three times. So with Shor Hamud, with an ox that gores, with Vestus and Hilchos Nida, many things, we always have chazaka is three times. Nonetheless, there are certain exceptions where chazaka is two times. They are, number one, with Mesu Echov Machvas Mila, if a boy is born and two of his older brothers have died as a direct consequence of Bris Mila, then the third one doesn't have to have a Bris Mila, although, because there's a chazaka that the Bris Mila damages the people in this family. It happened twice before. Nonetheless, we paskin like that Rebbe, when it comes to sakana, when it comes to cases of danger, we paskin that a chazaka is already established with two times, and therefore two brothers die, this child who's been born doesn't need to have a bris mila. Of course, if the older two brothers died because of the bris mila. The same exception to the general kal of chazaka is with isha katlonis. So a woman whose two husbands, have died. So she married a man, husband died. She married another man, husband died. She now has a din lahalocha of an isha katlonis, and it's clear in Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, Simon, Tess, she's not allowed to remarry a third husband. Ayah chazaka is established normally with three times. Here's an exception because of sakana, because of dangers, chamira sakanta meisura, therefore chazaka is established already twice, and already after two times, this is in Shulchan Aruch, by the way. In Shulchan Aruch, a woman whose husband has died twice cannot remarry a third husband. And therefore, Rashi is using this to explain the story of Er and Oinon and Shelah. That Yehuda didn't want Tomer to marry Sheila, because Chazak is established twice. Tomer and Onan and Eri have died, therefore Sheila should have married them. That's what Rashi says. Ramban asks three kashas on this. Ramban asks Tamon, if this is your problem, if this is your mother's problem, then just tell her. If you're scared that your daughter-in-law is going to kill your third son, then why are you, you're concealing the truth? You know, we see he conceals, doesn't tell her. He says, yeah, Shvi Amona Beisavich, Adigdal Sheila Beni, wait a bit until Sheila grows up. Yunus doesn't seem to be transparent with her. If the problem is that he's concerned that she's got a din of Isha Katonis, then tell her straight out, I don't need to have any relationship with my children anymore. Because I'm scared of the effect you can have on them. That's question number one. Question number two asks the Ramban, if you don't want your third son, Sheila, to have any relationship with Tamar, then why are you getting upset when she apparently went off and did znus? What's it got to do with you? If you no longer want to maintain that relationship with her because you're scared she's in Isha Katonis, then just leave her alone and let her get on with her life. And number three asks the Ramban, as I think you were touching on before, is that surely Yehuda knew that they had died because of a chait, right? Isha Katonis, we could say that she has bad luck on her husbands, that's when there's no apparent reason. But when we're told very clearly that Eir and Onan died because they're Ra Beinei Hashem, because they committed Averis, and it's clear they were dying because of their own actions and not because of Tamar's mazel, then why should that prevent Tamar from marrying Sheila? Just make sure Sheila behaves properly, and then Tamar can marry Sheila.
Yehuda didn't know.
Okay. He says, Ramban says it's rochak ba'ina. He says, it's difficult for me to accept, says Ramban, that Yehuda didn't know. It's a possibility, but these are three auras that Ramban says. Number one, tell her straight out, be transparent. Number two is, why are you getting upset if she became pregnant? And number three is, surely he knew that she had that she hadn't done anything wrong, and the brothers had died because of their own averus. So that's Machlokes Rashi and Ramban. We have to see how the Ramban understands these psukim and this parsha. Let's park that to the side, and let's go and try to explore the whole sugya of Katlonis, and we'll come back to the Ramban. So what's the reason a woman whose husbands have died, who said La Halacha twice, can no longer marry a third person? So the Gemara in Yevamos gives two reasons for this. So Machlokes HaMiraim, Rav Mordechai and Rav Ashi. Mordechai says, Mayan Gorem, Mayan Gorem, which means it's the Tashmish, it's the intimate relationship with the woman which is causing him. There seems to be something there, whenever they have a relationship together, that this is causing the husband to die. It's the Tashmish which causes the problem, and that's the main issue. That's what Mordechai. Rav Ashi says it's not the issue, he says Mazel Gorem, luck, fortune. Now, how do you understand Mazel Gorem? She's got bad luck, right?
Yeah.
So this is Rosh's upshot. Rosh Hashanah seriously brings the Rosh, there's not the pshat in Mazel Gorim. Because, he says, we've never found anywhere in Shas this concept of a muzzle being to kill someone. So what we do find in Shas is a muzzle that you can be poor or wealthy. So says Rosh, what's pshat Mazel Gorim? Pshat Mazel Gorim is that the husband, the woman, has a muzzle, the woman has a muzzle, that she's going to be poor, she's going to be a poor person, and in the olden days, in those days, at least in the Rosh times, until then, a woman was financially dependent on her husband, and therefore, because her muzzle is to be an Oni, her husbands are dying, not Oni Kameis, they have to go on to that, much simpler than that. Her husbands are dying, so she becomes, so she's financially destitute, right? That's how he explains Mazel Gorim. Since you cannot say Mazel Gorim means that she's got a muzzle to that her husband's died. What type of muzzle is that? I've never heard anything of the sort. Mazel Gorim means that she has a muzzle that she's going to be poor, and as a result, she cannot live with a person who's going to financially support her, and therefore her husband's died, and that's the pshat in Mazel Gorim. So Machlokes HaMiraim, Mordechai and Rav Ashi, Mordechai is saying it's the tashmish which is causing the problem. According to Rav Ashi, it's saying it's the muzzle, it's her bad muzzle that she needs to be poor that's causing the husbands to die. What's the nafkamina between these two opinions? Says the Gemara, very simple nafkamina. Nafkamina, if kitchav umes, or nafal medekel umes. Meaning, two nafkamina, simple, you can think of many more, but two simple nafkaminas. Number one, if he was mekadosh her. So no nisurin, so he's no mutar betashmash yet. He does kiddushin with her, and then two men have died after doing kiddushin with her. What would you say? Has she got din katonis or not? It would depend. If you have Tashmish Goyrim, it's the Mayon, it's the relationship with her, there's been no Tashmish, you just Mekadosh her. But if the problem is that Mazel Goyrim, when you Mekadosh her, that Mazel is being forced, so that's the one Machloikus. One Nafkamina. Another Nafkamina is Nafal Medekel. Both husbands, were doing some work up the tree, and they fell off the tree and died. Now that, says the Gemara, you cannot attribute to Mayon or Tashmish Goyrim. It's nothing to do with the Tashmish. You see, clearly he died because of some bad luck. Right? So you cannot say that that's because of Tashmish. And therefore, according to Ramotcha, would be fine. She wouldn't get a Din Katonis. According to Ashi, she would have a Din Katonis. What's the halacha? The Rishonim and the Shulchanach Pasken line of Ashi. The Mazel Goyrim. Which means, even if you're Mekadosh a woman, two men Mekadosh a woman, and both times the men die. Or two husbands were climbing up a tree, of course at different stages in life, and different marriages with this woman, and both times they fell off the tree, or any other freak accident, in a car accident, let's say. Where you can clearly see that he didn't die because of Tashmish with her, he died because of a clear accident. Still, she has a din katkonos. And that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Siman tes, that a woman whose husband, two husbands have died, even if they are freak accidents that have happened, she now becomes also to marry a third man. So, this of course, we have to understand this, you know, what does this mean? It's of course difficult for us to understand this concept today, you know. A man's died, a woman, two of her husbands died in accidents, she can't marry a third person. Yeah, this is what's coming out now.
Are we saying should not or could not?
Cannot. Also. Seemingly it's also.
Should not.
Seemingly.
But it isn't also.
It is also.
Several cases.
Well, that doesn't. Well, we'll talk about that, but it's also in Shulchan Aruch. If we, clear reading of Shulchan Aruch, it's also in Siman Tes. If we have Shulchan Aruch, we can read that. Siman Tes Sifat. But definitely also from it's a Gemara. But we'll talk about that. We'll come to that. How people have done this. We'll come to that. A few points with the Gazas before we come to the huge chiddush of the Rambam. Firstly, does this apply to a man? Just some side points, very briefly. Does this apply to a man? I.e., a man whose two wives, a man married a woman, she died. A man married a woman, she died. Can a man marry a third woman? Just like we're saying, Katlonis is with Isha to the man, that she can be a black widow to the man, and maybe vice versa. Says the Rosh, and this is brought down Shulchan Aruch as well, no, this doesn't apply to women, because if it would have been the case, Chazal would have definitely mentioned something about it. They never mentioned something about it, therefore not. Why? It doesn't give a reason. Number two, what about Yibum? Okay, what about Yibum? Meaning, what happens if this woman, the two men who have died, are not just two random men, but are two men who have, let's say, been brothers, and now she's now got a third brother, so do Yibum too. So in that case, because Shura brings most poskim hold that it's fine, she's an outer, because Shomer mitzvah li'eda davara. You're doing a mitzvah of Yibum, and therefore here, Kachonis won't apply, but we'll talk about this more when we get to the Rambam. What about, this is another interesting point, what about a woman who's been divorced twice? So not that her husbands have died twice, but she's been divorced twice. Right?
It's her fault.
So she can't marry a third time. The logical conclusion of what you're saying, she can't marry a third time.
Who says you can't do everything with divorce?
Huh?
Who said you can't do a third time with divorce?
Well, perhaps, like we're saying, that she can't marry a third time when her husband's died.
Dying,
yes. She's not Katlonis.
Sakana. Okay, so then three times. I hear what you're saying, so then three times. We came on to Sakana to say why Chazal was established for two times, not three times. Okay? So, fascinating, in the Luke Yosef held that it applies to Gerushin as well. Okay, and this is brought down this day in the Beis Yosef, but the Shulchan Aruch Paskens, like the other is shown him, that it's Dafka Din in Misa and not a Din in Gerushin. The Gemara only talked about Misa, didn't talk about Gerushin, so it doesn't apply to Gerushin. One final point before we get to the core is the Noyd Buddha's got a very interesting tshuva. Noyd Buddha says, this was 200 years ago in Noyd Buddha, he says, based on the Rosh that we explained before, that it's Mazel Goyrim means mazel, not that she's got a mazel to kill people, but she's got a mazel that she needs to be poor. Asked the widow, what happened to the woman? He was asked, this woman, both of her husbands have died, but she's a successful businesswoman. She's financially independent. She's very wealthy. She's got nechassim. She's got property. She doesn't need anyone. So if the pshat in mazel gorim is, like we've said according to the Rosh, the pshat is that she's got a bad mazel, i.e. she needs to be poor, and because she needs to be poor, husbands need to die, that's not going to apply here. So Judah says, he would seem to be making sense, but lo mera'ani libi lehoker, so he would find it difficult, but in later Achronim, they all use this Noyim Yehuda as a sniff to be maker in many cases. That's an interesting point. Therefore, it calls into question this Noyim Yehuda today, whether this whole concept applies, of katlonis. Because today, you know, women are not necessarily, women won't go destitute if she doesn't have a husband. There's a social welfare here, there's, you know, the woman's not going to die, she's not going to turn poor if she hasn't got a husband. So therefore, this Noyim Yehuda is a very strong reason they perhaps to be maker today. But more fundamentally, and this is the core of when it comes to the Rambam, should it's a Rambam and all of this. What happens if Ovar Vakonas? What happens if, so we've said it's Asur. It's clear in Shulchan Aruch, it's Asur. You're not allowed to, a woman whose husbands, both husbands have died, can't marry a third husband. Ovar Vakonas, she went and married a third person. Does this, will the Beis Din now tell him you have to go and divorce her? Of course, if a grusha, a divorced woman, marries a kohen, even if they got married, and the Beis Din will tell them you have to divorce her. Right? So will this apply to them? So the Rosh holds, yes. The Beis Din will ask them to divorce. Because it's a kohen here. She's killed both of her husbands. i.e., the husbands have died because of her. The Rambam says no. The Rambam says no. Avar vakonas lo yoytzi. And this is in Shulchan Aruch as well. Avar vakonas lo yoytzi. What about if he went and it was just Mekadisha, so Ovar V'Kiddish, not Ovar V'Konas. No, he didn't soon with Ander Chuppah. He just did part one. He did Kiddush and he gave her a ring. Be'isr, because you're not allowed to. He gave her a ring and it was Mekadisha. What's the din? Says the Rambam, even just Ovar V'Kiddish, lo yoytzi. And this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch. What's the pshat in this? The Rambam Magid says the pshat is because for the Rambam, Kiddush is like Nisuin. But there's a truth of the Rambam in Shuta Rambam, Simon Reish Yud Ches. This is a fascinating Rambam. It's kedai to see this Rambam inside. Rambam was asked, a woman, both husbands have died, and now she's fallen to Yibum. The Rambam was asked this very shaila, which the Pesach Tshuva dealt with. But obviously they didn't think they had the Shuta Rambam then. They didn't have the Shutim of the Rambam. He was asked, what happens, can she marry him? Can she marry him? It's a mitzvah here of Yibum. Can she marry him? Because it's a consequence, can she not? Listen to the Rambam, says, I'm going to be down to you. This is Shuta Rambam, Simon Reish Yud Ches. Tomei ani tamir gadoi la'al talmidei chachomim yekorim asukin b'toyra tomid. I don't understand great chachomim, they've asked me this question. She istapko alei madregis ha'isurim ad zois amida? You equating sofik nefasha sabah b'yadayim shedoy chemila l'sofik nefasha is shechoshim la derech hanichosh v'hakishuv v'hadimyoynes v'hadimuyim asher b'mikses hazmanim yikablu pe'ulosam hagufos chalushay habinya. Which means, says the Rambam, you're asking me a shaila about katonis, and you're equating this to Mesu Echav Machmas Mila. The Rambam's asking, what type of question you're asking me? You're Talmidei Chachomim. You cannot differentiate, you cannot distinguish between something which is also because of real Sofek, because there's something medical here with the children who have died of Bris Mila, to something which is merely a Nichush. This is superstition. This is the words of the Rambam. I will never say something like this. The words of the Rambam. This whole concept of katlones, says the Rambam, is all nichash v'kishuv. It's something which it's a psychological issue here. And the Gemara is giving you psychological advice. It's not good for a man to marry a woman who's both husbands have died. Psychologically, it'll destroy your marriage. But it's just a dover meguna. It's not an isser in the word isser as in prohibited, not even midrabbonon, it's an isser. It's an eitzah tov, it's an advice. So Shulchan Aruch writes Isser. But okay, but the Gemara also says, the Gemara says Lo Yisa. Gemara says Lo Yisa. So you have to attach the word Isser to mean Isser as in it's not advised. It's not a good idea for you to do this. Right? But it's not Isser in the sense of also that if you do it we're gonna tell you to divorce her, or even if you just do Kaddisha. And then listen to this next bit of the Rambam is the biggest Kiddush. And he said, continues, you have to see this whole thing inside, but he continues, he says, Shazois Hamachlekes Meguna Shetinosi Lishanoshim Avon Ein Isu Bezek Klal. It's just not advised to do it. It's a bad idea. It's Meguna. But it's no Isu in it. V'halacha lamaisa etzveinu b'chol ha'artzot andulus tamid she'im yomus l'isha ba'al acharbal. If the few husbands die, lo timanam milenosei. She will not refrain from getting married. And he continues. So what do we do? But there's an Isu. There's a Meguna here. He says, you know what we do? We tell her and him, just do Kiddushin quickly, find two people to be witnesses, do Kiddushin. Once you've done the Kiddushin, we'll marry you. We'll do the Nisuin for you. Once it's over with Konas, we'll do the Nisuin for you. Listen to this. Not just, tell it clearly. If Timsi Mishe Kaddushin Isach, Hari Anach Lalon Lechaivu Legarshech, El Adova Tolu Beich. If you find someone who will want to marry you, who wants to be Kaddish you, do it. We're not going to get involved in that. It's up to you. כך עשה בדינו של רבן יצחק, בעל הלכות, כך בדינו של רבן יוסף, הלוי תלמידו, כך עשה כל מי שנמשך אחריהם. Says the Rambam, we tell her בפירוש. Just go and find someone, do Kiddushin secretly and discreetly. Once you've done that, come to us and we'll sort you out. We'll sort everything else, we'll write the ksuba, we'll do chuba. Why? Because it isn't a real iser. It's just, it's eitzah tova, it's a nichosh, it's a kishav, it's a psychological at the time. People have issues with these things, but it doesn't really, it's not really an iser, and therefore just go and do it. And therefore with this, we can understand so much, we can understand why the Rambam holds it just over the Kiddush. You don't have to come to our magid, the Kiddushin's like iser. Because the whole thing is just, it's a tovah, you did Kiddushin, I'm not going to tell you to give a get now. Just continue and get married. On the contrary, we will support you. If you've done Kiddushin, we will go and support you. We'll do share brachas for you, we'll do everything for you. So I think it's fascinating here how the Rambam has turned the Gemara on its head. A Gemara which all the Rishonim understood to be an Isser. The Rosh is telling you about Mazel, the Rishonim are talking about Ovar Rekonos, San Mishu Rishonak and Muki Yosef are going on to equate it to Gerushin. The Rambam comes out and says, He demystifies the whole sugya. And the Rambam had a tendency to do this, not Sheikh for now, it's Sheikh for another time, many places as well. Okay. There is some means, it's not good advice. The Gemara says many things. The Gemara says don't marry more than four women.
How does the Rambam understand you with the
Tomo
then?
That's going to be the issue. So, that's the huge chiddush in this whole sugya of the Rambam. And this is why, to answer your question, you began with it's not Asur. Perhaps you were right when you said it's not Asur, but you meant to say it's only Maguna. And this is why today, very few Batidinim will Asur it, if this happens, because of the advance in scientific knowledge where we know a person's died because of a reason, we know he's died because of an illness, not just died suddenly at home with her, right? And all these tzerufim of the Lady Behuda and of the Rambam and this and that. Therefore, today, of course, if the Shaila happens, then the person has to go and get the advice they're based in. But very rarely will we hear today of a woman not being able to marry a third man because she's been widowed twice in the past. But without the Rambam, that would be very difficult to override because the Gemara says, and it's a clear Shulchan Aruch. But there's a whole different understanding here of the whole din of Chakonis. Just to come back to how we started, the Rashi and the Ramban, back to our parsha this week. So, if according to this, Rashi goes out of the window, the Ramban cannot learn like Rashi that Yehuda's concerned about Katonis, with Eredoinon. So the Ramban must learn like the Ramban, who says that there's no din of Katonis here, it's not the issue here. Yehuda was Pasha's concerned, very simply, that Sheila mature a bit. Eredoinon committed these Averis because they married too young and they weren't mature enough to be able to do the right thing with their wives. So he wanted Sheila to grow up a bit, and that's what Pasuk says, Ad yigdal Sheila beni. Let my son Sheila grow up a bit, let him become a bit more mature, let him understand the concept of responsibility, of not doing Averis, and then only then will I let him marry so he doesn't end up being Grat Be'eni Hashem, a third child. But it's got nothing to do with Katonis, according to the Ramban. Ramban says before, and definitely the Ramban would have to learn like Ramban or someone else, but definitely not going to learn like Rashi. Because for our Ramban, this is all Nichosh Ba'alma, and this obviously was in the times of the Gemara, but to teach a parasha in the Torah with this would be very difficult, according to the Ramban. So to summarize, I just want to summarize, then we'll take questions. Just to summarize what we said today, Zayat Shemar, we've explained the Machlokes Rashi and Ramban in the story of Aaron Oinah. Rashi lands, it's all based in the Din of Katonis. Ramban lands, Ramban asks a number of kashas on Rashi. We talked about what the reason is Shekatlonis, why is there a problem, either because of the Tashmish or because of the Mazel. The Rishonim and Shalach Paschal, it's the problem of Mazel, not Tashmish. We gave a few interesting halachic shailas, the Gabe Yibum, the Gabe, whether it applies to Gerushin, whether it applies to a man, so on and so forth. Then we came to the huge Chiddush, the call is the Rambam, where the Rambam says, actually, even if just over the Kiddush, even just at Kiddushin, you can continue, because this whole thing isn't a real Isser, it's just Nichush, the Kishuf, and therefore shouldn't be taken too seriously, and actually we'll advise a woman to actually go and get engaged, and then we'll help her afterwards. And therefore the Ramban must learn like the Ramban, that the problem with Erin Dainon and Shelah was a lack of maturity, and nothing to do with Tomar. It was a problem in Shelah, as opposed to Rashi, he learned there was a problem in Tomar. How are you? Nice to see you.
Thank you.